Peace, kings and queens. You already know what time it is. You are now rocking with the best, the greatest in Living Black. We're here, man. We're here. And this doesn't fall into the to the episodic vibes. You know what I mean? Just want to let that be known before we start this. But I am your host, of course, JD. And you already know who that is.
It's your boy, Bari. Young.
Wow. That was yes. A ring. That was a ring.
We back.
We back.
We back. Quick disclaimer, if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead.
Quick disclaimer. This is the Kendrick Lamar episode.
Yes.
If that does not interest you, that's perfectly fine.
1,000.
We will all reconvene at a later date.
We should.
When we talk about something else that might interest you.
Exactly.
But for this next hour or so,
right,
we're talking about Kendrick Lamar.
Period.
And
that's all we'll be discussing. That is a great disclaimer. That's all we'll be discussing right here.
Kendrick Lamar brought us out of retirement, man.
Exactly.
Tony brought us out of retirement,
and now we're definitely back at a later date, like Jabari said. You know, when it's convenient, when we come back with some real vibes, you got real vibes coming.
Come on now,
real.
Come on now,
you know what I mean,
come on.
Keep
working.
But for right now, this is about Kendrick Lamar,
absolutely,
and the greatness of who he is, and all the turmoil he started over the, you know, past couple of days, if you will. You know what I mean?
A little controversy?
A little controversy.
Controversy, if you will.
Yeah. What is that?
Controversy.
Controversy.
It's the English way I say controversy. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know where you want to start this, man, but there's so much to tap into, but I'm glad that we took our time to, like, really, like, carefully listen.
Yeah.
Tap in, digest. Like, did you, like, have it playing in your house
constantly?
Yeah, constantly?
Constantly, yes, absolutely. I haven't turned it off.
See, I didn't do that. I walked away from it. I didn't listen to anything else, though.
Of course not.
I didn't listen to no other music. Nothing else mattered.
Nothing else even came out, for real, to be honest.
Yeah,
well,
you had some. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean.
Come on.
Not compared to Kendrick, no.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, so I had it playing. If you don't know, I'm talking about the album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
Yeah.
But before we actually really tap into that, we got to talk about the Hard Part 5.
Mm-hmm. The Hard Part 5.
Where do you rank it in the Heart series, if you will? I don't even like really ranking shit, but I've seen like a lot of people ranking like Hard Part 4, and then Hard Part 3 over this Part 5 shit. I just thought Part 5 was like very like important for like culture, as Kendrick said mad times in the song.
Yeah, for sure. I don't even know if I've even thought about the ranking system.
Same.
I just really appreciated him and seeing just how he wanted to make his first statement after 5 years gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what always just really fascinates me about Kendrick. That's just like, damn, I just wish I could just have a conversation with that nigga. Just on some creative shit. Like, how do you even begin to say, all right, this is what I'm going to do. What is the first steps to what to do? You know what I mean? So I have this idea of making this song about different perspectives, the culture,
yeah.
I mean, my take on it. And then we're going to make a video with we're using deepfake technology and like, what? Whose idea is that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, ridiculous. It's crazy.
It was ridiculous.
And
a lot of money. Very expensive.
1,000%.
You know what I mean? And I like that, you know, Kendrick never has to market his music.
No.
You know what I mean? So where the money goes into, it goes into the side of the videos, the visuals, like what I'm about to bring to you.
Yes.
And I think Kendrick always plays well into his role. Like, he does his roles really well. Like, when he's, like, in album mode or in the video mode, he does his shit. Like, him, like, holding himself, like, you know what I mean, with that Marvin Gaye shit, that Marvin Gaye sample.
He's a showman, yo.
Very much so, a showman.
Like, he's a showman. Like, and it's all of that shit. It's all that intangible shit that has really made me a stan of this man for the past however many years now. Like, I'm just, like, I just be in awe of this nigga.
And it's not biased, if you will, because you will say if Kendrick drops some trash.
Sure, of course.
Okay, because like a lot of people, like, you know, of like when somebody is a stan, like, nah, everything he does is
fantastic. I've always been an objective stan of anybody that I've stand over, which only been a few people.
Right.
But I've always tried to be as objective as I can.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And I think Kendrick Lamar, obviously, like, he falls into that boat of, like, real artistry when it comes to niggas like Kanye, Tyler, the Creator, The Weeknd. And what I mean by that is, like, each album is a different look.
Yeah.
So last album, Damn, was Kung Fu Kenny.
It was.
To Pimp a Butterfly was, what was it? Like, what was this? I forgot what his things was. Like, his theme. Like, everybody has a theme. Like, The Weeknd had a theme. Like,
yeah.
Tyler, Creator had a theme. Like, it's like, these artists really care about their like, work. And you saw that in the Hot Part 5. Like, the Hot Part 5 was crazy, bro. I was like, this shit is, like, I watched that video, like, 6 times.
You had to.
I heard the song way more times than that, but, like, the video, I was like, this shit is, like, it's a masterpiece. It's, like, it's an art. It should be at the MoMA.
Just playing on the loop.
Just playing on the loop.
In its own room.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially.
I think so.
Especially in that, like, that second verse. The second verse, third verse was crazy, yes.
Yeah.
I think everybody's paying attention to the third verse, of course, because I listened to the song by itself before I watched the video.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really understand. And I know Kendrick Lamar does these third person shits. Like, I don't know. I didn't know what was happening. You know what I mean? But then watching the video, seeing that it was Nip, I was like, oh, shit makes mad sense. Like, him saying Sam and Nipsey brother and all that shit. Like, I was just like, oh, this makes mad sense. And then he really, like, tapped into Nipsey, like,
that
essence.
That's what I find the most incredible part. I mean, like, the mannerisms he's doing, mimicking Nipsey. But, like, just, I don't know, nobody else could, like, get that tone right.
No.
Like, to say, I'm going to speak from this man's perspective.
Yeah.
A man who all of us adored.
Yeah.
We're all heartbroken when he passed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, anybody could do that, and it could come across wrong.
Wrong.
You know what I mean? Like, who are you to be speaking for Nipsey? I mean, you know, and somehow Kendrick, I feel like he just got it damn near as well as he could. And like, you really believe, like, yo, this, I think I'm listening to Nipsey Hussle right now. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, the line, I don't need to be in flesh just to hug y'all, chills.
Yeah.
Chills, bro.
Yeah.
It like, I'm like, damn near brings you to tears low-key, like, this nigga, I don't understand.
Yeah, when I first listened to that, like, through the video, like, watching the video, I had immediate chills. Like, it was a lot for me to, like, even tap into, like, watch for real.
It's a lot.
Like, yo, make sure my kids watch all my interviews. I was like, fuck. Damn.
I'm in heaven.
Yeah. Yo, but you know Kendrick do that shit so well.
He do that so well.
Like that him, I feel like his vocal, like, we don't talk about Kendrick vocals enough. Like, him switching vocals.
There's been nobody greater ever. He's the greatest.
Nicki Minaj is low-key in that conversation.
She is, 1,000.
Okay.
Never disrespect Nicki.
Yeah.
I love Nicki.
Okay.
I just feel like Kendrick, he could go a little further with
it. Yeah, 1,000.
You know what I'm saying?
That heaven, like, I'm in heaven. I'm like, yo, wait.
It's ridiculous.
No.
Yeah. But yes, though.
Like, yes. But it's the video for me, bro, because I remember I told you I heard the song, because I saw it. First of all, it came out random, right, on Mother's Day, and I said, oh, wait, hold up. Kendrick Lamar dropped a what title? Kendrick Lamar, Hot Part 5, play. Played it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was like kind of freaking out. I was like, oh, shit, all right. But then I was like, all right, play it immediately. And I'm like, this nigga just used a Marvin Gaye sample and just floated on that shit. And I want you to want me to. Like, that shit was in my head.
It's crazy. Crazy.
I know them vocals is real though, y'all. Don't play me.
Give them a little taste. Go ahead, keep going.
Nah.
I want him to keep going.
You want him to go crazy.
I want to keep going.
Nah, chill. I don't want no. Nah. I don't want to get niggas a run for their money for real. Because you know me and Kendrick is a Gemini. We Gemini
That's
brothers.
True. Ooh. That's true.
Yeah, so you know, yeah.
Wolf of Gemini too?
Yeah. Wolf of Gemini. Exactly right. Yeah,
I didn't even know you Gemini.
Oh, we outside.
We got Wolf in here, by the way. Shout out to Wolf.
Yeah, shout out to Wolf. Yeah.
Gang shit.
1,000%. And I was like, this nigga is the greatest of all time. I think that Hot Part 5 solidified that shit for me. Because, you know, it's always been a toss-up like with these new cats. I said new cats, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like Drake, Cole, Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a Drake stan.
Sure.
But I love Cole because Cole is like, Cole my favorite. He on my top five. period.
Me too.
But Kendrick, man,
this guy
is ridiculous, man.
I think he's the best ever. I ain't gonna lie.
How could you not?
I think he's the best to do it. There's nobody. I don't think anybody has ever combined like elite lyricism.
Yeah.
With the
musicality.
The musicality.
Mm-hmm.
And then the just creativeness.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anybody has paired those together as well as him.
Yeah.
And I don't think so.
And let's talk about how the world stopped too, though, bro.
The world stops when this man drops, bro.
No, before the album, the single made everybody, like, actually, I saw Wolf, he probably was recording, and then he had just like, yo, everybody, let's watch this. Like, yo, Kendrick just dropped. They watch a video together.
No, you had to.
As a family.
I was at Steph's crib. I was like, because I saw the tweet come.
Oh, yeah. Steph did tell me that, y'all.
I was like, we was watching like a game or something.
Steph is our friend, too. If you don't know, this is a reoccurring thing on our podcast. We mention people that y'all may not know.
All right.
But Steph is our bro.
It's our brother.
He's our brother.
It's our brother.
You know what I mean? So shout out to Steph. So anytime y'all hear Steph, y'all already know what that vibe is.
Yeah, so I was at Steph Curry, I was like, yo, Kendrick Lamar just tweeted that he dropped a new video. We must put that on immediately.
1,000%. Nothing else matters.
And we watched it like back to back, and I was floored.
Yeah.
I was floored. I couldn't believe it. Absolutely.
What was Steph's reaction?
He was speechless.
Speechless.
You know what I'm saying?
That was me when I first watched the video. I watched the video like mouth open.
Yeah.
And the video shut off and I just stayed there for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, what was that?
You had to process what you just saw. I was having a hard time processing what just happened.
Did not understand what I've watched.
Like the minute this nigga said, and then I saw OJ, I was like, no, I'm done. I'm done. I don't know what we're doing.
That's exactly how he did it. Yeah, nigga said, yo, that ass. And when he did that Kanye shit, he said,
yo.
And then started rapping. Like, the way he had his vibes, I feel like he tapped in with everybody, too. First of all, let's talk about, like, the CGI on this motherfucker. Nigga, Will Smith. I mean, the Will Smith shit look like Will Smith.
I ain't gonna lie. I thought that was Jussie. I thought, is this real? I thought Jussie Smollett was him. I mean that shit looked too real.
Yeah. Jussie Smollett looked real. Will Smith shit looked too real. And I feel like it all ties into the lyrics too.
Of course.
Somebody said, y'all don't understand the Will Smith shit. And I was like, no, I got it.
Sure.
You understand what I'm saying? Like the Will Smith shit looked like when he had said, he said, I'm hurting, like the world is hurting or something like that.
Yeah, and the land will hurt people, hurt more people.
Exactly. That's what he said.
Fuck calling the culture.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's what it said. Oh my
God.
Yomi. She looks so beautiful too, by the way.
Gorgeous.
What's good? But yeah, so when they tapped into that Will Smith vibe, I was like, bro, Jussie Smollett shit I got, the Kanye shit I got. Did you get the OJ Simpson? Or was that like a little? That's the only one you get.
I do this for my culture. To let y'all know what a nigga looked like in a bulletproof Rover.
Oh, okay.
In my mama's sofa was a doo-doo puppet hair trigger. Woke up on you. Ain't no photoshopping. Friends bipolar. Grab you by your pockets. No option if you froze up. Always play the offense. Chill, man. It's Kendrick. Niggas going to work. Telling work. Later work. Playing work. Looking for work. But him paperwork. That's the culture. Punch your finger. Promote you. Chill. Stop.
Please.
When I tell you this is Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick stand, nigga.
It's Kendrick Lamar Duckworth, man.
Not this nigga last name.
You got to. Nah, you got to call a nigga by his last name, too, now. That ass.
The name his mother gave him.
Yo, exactly. On God. On God.
The way you memorize that quick.
That's impressive.
Yeah. But that's barry, though.
That's impressive.
You do memorize lyrics pretty quickly. I always told you you should rap.
I mean, and remember I told you recently on Twitter, I was like, if rapping came more easily, I'd be the best nigga alive.
You'd be pretty nasty, for sure.
It takes too long to try to write a rap. I'm like, that's why I even like the niggas who like just, the niggas who aren't on Kendrick level, somebody who just rap, I still find impressive, I'm not going to lie. Like, no matter even like really what you're saying, if it's ill or not, the fact that it just comes that easy.
Yeah, like somebody like even like Baby Keem, I find him very intriguing. As far as how well he raps, the voice changes he does as well.
Yeah.
And like his flow. Like, his flow is, like, really, like, you could hear, I mean, we might as well tap into the album now.
We'll be here.
You could hear the influence.
Oh, for sure.
Of Baby Keem on this whole project. And then you got a shout out to Najee. Again, you don't know who that is. If you haven't watched our episodes, but tap back in. Subscribe. Sorry, and Living Black, you already know the vibes. Our brother Najee, he called it early, like, yo, Baby Keem. Yeah, yeah. What is this? What he said?
The Ted Tokens.
What does he say when he does that? I forgot, but you should know.
No, hold on.
Okay, tap in.
Never doubt the power of synergy, bro.
That's what that fucking nigga be saying.
Shout out to Najee.
Shout out to Najee. But anyway, he called that shit very early, though.
Like, and he did.
Baby Keem has a heavy influence on Kendrick Lamar, especially as of late.
Yeah.
And I just didn't.
Yeah, I rejected that premise at the time. I'm like, who is Baby Keem?
Yes.
Why are you saying these things about Kendrick Lamar? Yes, like, stop.
And I didn't know they was related too at the time.
I didn't know that. I was like, I don't want to. Like,
nor did he say that. If he had said, like, yo, they related, like, he be in a studio with him, then I'd probably be like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But
yeah.
I didn't know.
I'm sorry.
You think it's the other way around, though?
See, that I thought that too. I don't know how much it's
that could be that too.
Keem on Kenny or Kenny on Keem.
That could be.
It could just be a collaborative thing. We just came up with these folks together, really.
Yeah, yeah.
To be honest, during the same time, like, that's once true. Keem, like, really started rapping, Kendrick probably even realized that Keem had something special about him.
Yeah.
And now I'm gonna, like, try to, like, refine that. Like, and then it just influence on influence from there. That's what kind of I think happened.
Yeah, for sure.
But
I agree.
That can make sense. That actually, I could see that more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Either way, it works out.
Facts.
Man, let's tap into this fucking album, man.
Let's talk about it.
Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
Yeah.
Tell me, like, what the vibes was when 12 o'clock, midnight, Thursday, midnight, May 13th. How'd you felt?
So first of all, I tell you how special Kendrick Lamar is as an artist, right?
Okay, talk to me.
Kendrick Lamar is the only person, the only artist that when they drop,
yes,
my mother needs to hear it at the same time as well. I listened to this entire album. My mom was the first time around.
Wow.
She was like, oh, it came out. So she was kind of like in and out for she was doing other shit.
Yeah.
But she definitely, you know what I mean, at least wanted to pay attention to what was happening. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's just an aside.
First of all, your mother is cool as fuck for that.
Hey, come on now. You know, I mean, listen, I'm hip hop because of her.
Yeah,
her and my uncle just raised me in this game. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So I'll just start from the second listen, from when, like, I started to pay attention, like, to what was happening.
Yeah, process.
And this matter of fact, I'll just say how I feel about it. I'm not even gonna take too much time. I'll just say how I feel about it.
Talk to me.
I've listened to it now probably a number of times. Many
of course
times.
You have.
And it's a lot going on.
Yes.
I feel like there's many themes in this album. There's many takeaways. But essentially, if I was to try to boil it down into one thing,
yeah.
I think it's really Kendrick. First of all, it plays out as a therapy session.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Kendrick holding a mirror up to himself, up to us, the culture, so to speak.
Yeah.
I mean, but for him personally, it's, all right, here are the bad things. Here are, like, when I take this mask off, right, this N95, this is who I am. You know what I mean? Y'all might not like it. You know what I'm saying? Who I really am might be ugly to you for real.
Right.
I mean, because for as long as y'all have known me, like, I've been the savior complex. You know what I mean? Y'all have looked at me as to be the voice of reason in many cases.
Right.
Now, and Kendrick has taken that on too. It's not like we just, like, catapulted him up to that level and he didn't accept the role.
Yeah.
He accepted it.
Yeah.
But this is him saying that, yo, like, it's too much for me.
Yeah.
Which I thought it was interesting too. I'm just jumping, by the way.
Yeah,
but
I'm letting you flow, man. Flow.
I thought it was interesting to hear that multiple times, like, He's felt that pressure to save the world, so to speak, to be that savior. Because I'm a Kendrick stan. I know me personally. I've never looked at him like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I need you to do this for me. I just always appreciated whatever he had to say when they had to say it. You know what I mean? But so it's interesting to hear that this over this last 10 years or whatever.
But savior of what though? Necessarily does he feel the pressure for? Like, maybe the savior of music, or
I think us as a people, like.
And I don't think he probably felt that pressure until All Right.
Yeah, facts. Like, yeah, you make a song like All Right, and that becomes a song of the fucking protests of the people at that time.
Yeah, civil rights.
Yeah, it's like, I can only imagine, like, I might look at that and be like, yo, that's tight.
Yeah, yeah.
He might be like, yo, this is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
I can't live up to this because I'm not the person you think I am.
Yeah.
I'm wild floored, you know what I mean? Yeah. Infidelity, I got daddy issues, I may
making inappropriate jokes in the past.
Sure, you know what I mean? I'm dealing with how I view gay people. Like, he's going through all these things. I don't deserve that platform.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what I think the genesis of it all. And then he just goes deep into different areas that he's really unpacking, which is all of it. This is his album of unpacking. You know what I mean? And he just led us into his thoughts for real. And I think it's fucking fascinating. I'm not going to lie. Like, just to hear him take this route at this point of his career, like, this is what I'm ready to do. It's incredible.
It should definitely be put on a pedestal as far as an album is concerned. Not even just a rap album, but I think it's just like a beautiful work of art.
No, it
period.
Is.
Very early listening to it, I would say I was confused. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna come clean, y'all. I ain't like that shit. I'm going to come clean. I ain't like it.
Like, I didn't like Big Steppers because that's obviously the first project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, Big Steppers is the first, and I'm curious to know why he, like, kind of flipped it around as far as, like, the sequencing of the project. But Big Steppers is obviously first, and I, like, look, man, United in Grief is the first song, and I love the lyrics, but then I just couldn't get with the beat at first. It's a hard listen to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a, because I heard like a little, it's like a little techno electronic vibes, and I was just like, I know Kendrick always brings a different sound every album, mm-hmm. so I just didn't understand what was going on in that.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. The N95 came on, I was like, okay, we're back. We're back with this. Let's go. Let me hear it. That was hard.
See, I didn't like N95 at first. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
so, I didn't like it at first. Same. I didn't like it at first.
Wow, I love that shit.
And I'm like, I'm actually surprised. Like, that's a song that like a lot of people like are fucking with the most.
With it the most. Yeah,
I think that's my not my least, but
it's probably one of my least favorite.
For me, it is though. I like it, but it's like it's I don't know. I think there's so much more on the album that's just way more creative and musical. Like, it's just it's cool.
Yeah.
It's a cool record.
It's definitely like
good for a single for sure, and it makes sense why he chose it as a single though.
Right,
it makes sense.
And also, like, you know, I feel like in the Big Step is that whole nine songs. Like, a lot of them you could choose as a single. Yeah. Purple Hearts, Rich Spirit,
Rich Spirit for sure.
Rich Spirit, Rich Spirit. Die Hard,
Die Hard for sure. 1000.
Die Hard, Die Hard. N95. Like, I think he did that on purpose. You know what I mean? It was given that vibe.
Yeah.
However, right, I feel like, I'm gonna be honest, I just didn't fuck with that shit like that, man. The very first listen. And by the way, I listened to this like when it dropped. It's like 12 a.m. I was probably tired. Probably came home from whatever the fuck I was doing. I was tired.
Mm-hmm. You work hard now.
We working hard now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Leveling
up. Because before we left, you have a job.
I have a job. No.
Now you got a job.
Now you got a job.
Like, can't say the same for thee, though.
Soon, though.
But we here.
Soon.
We here, though.
Yeah. Soon, though. You'll be all right. Probably when they hear us again on the episodic vibes.
They're going to come knocking?
Yeah, they're going to know that you.
They're going to come knocking back?
Yeah, they're going to know that you got one. You got a job and shit.
I'm ready.
Yeah, man, it was a hard listen for me on the first go. And then when I, like, late at night, I heard the second one. What did it start with? What was it called? That song, Count Me Out.
Love Count Me Out.
Love Count Me Out. So when it first started, I probably got to, like, Savior. And I stopped it. I was like, let me stop this album. Let me go, like, go to sleep. I wake up in the morning and start the album again. So
you
I started
fresh ears.
Yeah, needed fresh ears. Started again from, but I started from Count Me Out. I started from the second part. And I was like, oh, this is it.
What you looking for?
This is what I want.
That's what you came for?
This is what I love. This is a part of Kendrick I'm like love. I felt like it, cuz the second part of Mr. Morale, which is I think obviously because he put a mirror to himself, like you had said earlier, right?
It's a reflection.
Exactly. The second part to Mr. Morale, it gave us everything from each project that we all love. The storytelling from Good Kid, Mad City.
Sure.
The music vibes, the artistry of To Pimp a Butterfly, mm-hmm. and the lyrics of Damn, or like the hard hits, like the like of Mr. Morale, the song that Pharrell produced. That was heavy.
Love it.
You know what I mean? That was a great song. And I think he just incorporated all that together and just gave us that. The first part was just given singles, mainly. Besides We Cry Together. We Cry Together was... We Cry Together might be one of those standout records that I haven't heard in mad long. That's like, that's given 90s West Coast hip hop type shit. Like,
it's
real gangster rap shit.
I, you know why I love that song?
Because you're a toxic nigga.
No, absolutely not. I don't relate to that at all, by the way.
Yeah, no, me neither.
I love that song because I would love, because Alchemist did that. And like,
a shout to Alchemist, by the way. That's a big look for him, by the way.
Shout to Alchemist.
Yeah.
Because obviously that's a very Griselda type beat, right?
I thought I was going to hear Benny the Butcher.
I thought this sound like Conway So Crazy.
Yeah, that too.
You know what I'm saying?
That too.
So I was like, I wondered just like how that came about. I wonder if Kendrick was like, yo, Al, I know what you're doing. I know I'm tapping to Griselda. I need something like that.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's what that was, or maybe I was like, it was just going through beats and Kendrick just heard that. Because my thing is, you could like you said, you could put Benny on that, you could put Conway on that.
Yeah.
You know the kind of records that would come from that, right?
Yeah.
So that's what's so ill about Kendrick. He hears that and says, you know what? I want to make a domestic dispute with my lady song.
Yeah.
Like that's crazy to me. That
very toxic.
That's you think to do that on that kind of beat.
Yeah.
Like this is what I'm gonna take it.
Yeah.
It's like he's like, I guess I need this on my album now. I wanna really unpack this toxic relationship that I've been in.
I wonder what makes him think that he needed that type of that energy too.
Well, I feel like that might have been something that came up in therapy. You know what I mean, if he was going to therapy with his with Whitney, his fiance, his wife, whatever the case,
yeah,
his partner, that might have been something that came up. Like, just obviously it had to. You know what I'm saying?
Because
he went through his infidelity.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I'm sure they've had at least animated disputes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure, for sure.
So this might have been super, super exaggerated, but it was needed, right? And at the beginning, it says this is what the world sounds like. So it might not just be him.
It's
what you see on social media.
I think
it's how we men and women just interact
now.
You
tapping into something.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what is popular in the culture.
Oh,
right?
You tapping into something.
Black men and black women not getting along. Never on the same page.
That makes mad sense, because a lot of you know, we had that conversation before when Shanice and Kim was here.
Shout out to Shanice and Kim.
Yeah, shout out to Shanice and Kim.
Pinkies up, pinkies down.
I'm dead. When we was on that, when they was on that episode, I was like, yo, do men and women like each other?
Right.
Like, can we tolerate each other for real? Mm-hmm. And that's a real question that we all have to ask each other in the midst of this, like this day and age right now. Because we get into so much bullshit about what a man should do, what a woman should do, and all this other shit, and it causes friction. You know what I mean? So that makes mad sense what you said. Like, yo, this is what the culture is right now. Mm-hmm. And it's like you said, turning the mirror to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, look how y'all looking. Look how y'all talking to y'all woman.
Yeah.
Look how y'all talking to y'all man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Y'all right. Degrading each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, y'all flip it around and turn it into something sexual.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And then forget about it the next day.
Exactly.
But it's toxic.
And we was all just talking about before this, like, we know people who are in those situations right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it is toxic as hell.
And think it's normal, too.
But the only thing that gets them by is just the sex at the end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the unhealthy situation ever.
Very unhealthy.
You feel me?
Although, you know.
Defend it.
The sex.
Defend the toxic.
The sex after the, argument has evolved, always.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta be honest.
Sure it is.
It's a vibe.
Sure it is.
It's a vibe. Not argument like that, because I don't condone that.
Yeah, of course not.
You know what I mean? I ain't never called my shorty or no other woman a bitch.
Not to their face, right?
Correct.
Come on.
You know what I mean? Not a woman either, though. Not my woman. I ain't going to say it behind her back either.
Oh, sure. No.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
No.
But you know. This bitch right here. Yeah. You know what I mean? You might say that shit under your breath. Not to her, but like to some other woman. You know what I mean? Somebody just like bumped you by mistake or some shit.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like a stranger. Like she hit you or some shit. Like, yo, this bitch. What you doing?
Just touching me and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, Taylor Page, she killed that.
Shout out to Taylor Page.
I had to look up to who. I didn't even know who that was.
I was like, oh, that's her?
That's her. I was like, wow. Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah, that was a performance.
I still ain't looked her up. Nah,
she's
shorty from, you saw Zola?
Yeah.
The main, Zola, the actress.
What the fuck?
That's her. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Are you serious?
That's her, bro.
That's her.
1,000%.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My sentiments, exactly. Yeah. Wow.
That was incredible. It's a very much so a wow moment.
I want to know how that came about. I need to know that.
Yeah, I would love to know like how
she's a rapper.
I don't believe so. I think she's an actress though.
I think she's an actress, but that's what makes her so ill.
Yeah, that makes it even doper.
It makes it so much iller. Yeah. Like she acted that out.
Yeah,
like you could visualize that on a fucking a Broadway play.
Nah, for sure.
And this album has that element of a Broadway. Yeah. You know what I mean,
it does.
That's with the tap dancing. Like, yeah, it's cinematic. I could visualize this shit. So you could just visualize that scene.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Shout out to Taylor Page. That was hard.
Yeah, that was definitely different. That shit switched my whole perspective on how different Kendrick Lamar is. Cause like, why am I? Kendrick Lamar just be like, yeah, like I need an actress that. Like, she played that shit to the T, to perfection. She bodied every part of it.
That nigga might have been watching Zola and was like, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, on God, though.
Or he watched on Boogie. Yo, I don't know if you saw that movie, but Pop Smoke was.
Oh, I did see Boogie. No, let me tell you something.
I know.
Oh, with all due respect.
I know.
He didn't get that from Boogie, I'm telling you.
I know.
He didn't get that from Boogie.
All right, yeah.
Boogie wasn't, you know what I mean?
It's a bad one.
Zola, you could get more that vibe from that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just talking about her as an actress.
No, she's fantastic. Yeah, she's fantastic.
She bodies.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, we cry together. Purple Hearts, I know, is a standout.
Love Purple Hearts.
I don't really like enjoy that song as much.
That's interesting.
I do love Ghostface Killah on that.
Body.
Shut the fuck up when you hear his love talking. Yeah, I was like, you already know. Crazy. I love Ghostface, man.
I love Ghostface.
I need to like hear him again, man. Like, yeah. I need Ghostface, but like, Summer Walker was throwing me off. That's what it was for me. I ain't gonna lie.
You like some is extended.
I thought it was Janae Aiko because I ain't look at the track list. She sounded like Janae. I swear to God, she
thought it was Janae.
Yeah, nah. I thought she was Janae Aiko. I was like, oh, so Janae on. Oh, okay. That's dope. Kendrick got Janae Aiko on this shit. So that's Summer Walker. What you mean Summer Walker? That wasn't Summer Walker right there.
Oh, Summer, yo.
All right, but and no shade to Summer Walker. All love. I do enjoy her music. But other than that, I didn't really fuck with that shit. I love the Blast song. I know you're not. No. Actually, not you personally. My barber was talking about it this morning, and he was like, he not a fan of Blast.
Oh, he don't like Blast?
Nah, but I was like, I fucks with that song though.
I love that song.
Yeah, that song is a single, no doubt. That's a summer, like song off rip. I love that. I enjoyed that a lot.
I love it. Father Time is a standout song for me.
I thought it was gonna be one of those until the beat switched up on me. Like, in the beginning, the beats started really nice.
Yeah, so it was something different.
It was something different. I thought it was going to be something, like, real.
Then it was hard. Then it just got into, what? You don't like that shit? Because it had to be that, though. It had to be that kind of production because of the topic, right?
Like, right, yeah, the topic was deep.
Because it's about his father not showing him love, it made him this competitive, aggressive nigga. He needed something to match that. And that's another thing why I love Kendrick, because if you compare Father Time, just skipping forward a little bit to Mother, just how just laid back and Mother I Sober is, because it's way more sensitive. He's unpacking something super, super, you know what I mean? Exactly. Yeah. But Father Time, it's rough. It's like, yo, nah, like, my father made me competitive. I am that nigga. Like, you need to feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love it.
That's a fucking great point, though.
Love it, man.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah. I think he did that well purpose. With kind of, matching the music with whatever he was talking about.
Yeah, yeah. That,
I feel like it paired really well. I ain't gonna lie. And I feel like that's kind of why, you know, the maybe the first half that you said, it's kind of maybe all over the place, maybe a little bit. By the second half, maybe it's a little bit more. Yeah,
it's more polished.
You know what I'm saying? Cohesive.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the first half was him just kind of shifting through these things he feels.
Right.
Right? Like, I feel like I'm infidelity, my father, how I deal with grief.
Yeah.
So, like, he's kind of just picking at it. And then track 10 is breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
And I heard somebody explain this. Like, I never did therapy before, but I know a lot of people who do therapy. A lot of times in the beginning, you're kind of just
all over the place.
Now it's like you're asking questions, you're answering, but not getting anywhere yet. Mm-hmm. Until that moment where the therapist asks something, and that's like, oh, now we're here now. You know what I mean, now this is the moment where I really get into why I am like this.
Now we're unpacking,
and that track 10 breakthrough was like, all right. I was going through everything I didn't like, mm-hmm. but now I get to the real reason why I've been this person since the 5 years old to 34. You know what I mean? And he went through that in mother sober. So that's my analysis.
That was a great analysis. As we talk about mother sober, like, let's get into like actual like the tracks. Mm-hmm. Maybe not the tracks necessarily, but the controversy behind Kodak Black being all over this album.
Sure.
With respect, yeah, I understand why people felt the way they felt with Kodak Black being on the album. And like a lot of our artists standing behind him, like J. Cole was mentioned, Drake was mentioned. And homie had pled guilty for rape.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, first of all, I'm gonna come clean. I don't necessarily like fucks with Kodak Black as a person, as a human being. I think he's disgusting. And I understand where people was coming from when they was like, yo, like, what the fuck? Like, Kendrick is backing this dude too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, plenty of interviews with Kodak Black, even if he has misspoken, I don't think it's misspoken. I think he's like all facts with like him not liking his dark skin, not liking this and all that, and then pledging guilty to a rape charge. You know what I mean? I just don't think him as a human being is all good. However, the man makes fantastic music. His artistry is unreal. And he is also a Gemini.
Is that right?
He is. Kodak Black is a Gemini. Well. You know what I mean? So this is the creative, like he's creative. I mean, I see why Kendrick Lamar might have had him on the project as far as like influence wise, but other than that, I agree with people like just having like controversy over that. I don't agree with them talking about the R. Kelly line. I don't think the R. Kelly line to me was necessarily bad. I understood what that was. It was just like a mention. Some people do listen to R. Kelly.
What was the line?
It was on Recry Together, right? Where like he, that's why Taylor Page has said, that's why.
That's why you're the reason why R. Kelly can't realize that.
He's abusive.
He's abusive?
Yeah.
And Kendrick was like, man, stop playing. We all know y'all still listen to his music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then later on, he mentioned R. Kelly again. About something about I think about Robert Kelly. I wonder where he would be if life didn't fail him.
Yeah,
type
yeah.
shit. So, but going back to Kodak Black real quick though, I feel like there's maybe a couple reasons why Kendrick included him. I think one, because you probably just wouldn't expect Kendrick and
Kodak.
And Kodak. So I think that first of all, like this would be a shock.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I think like you think back to the heart, you think about perspective, and you know, Kendrick even said it on the album, like, they like it when I'm pro-black, but I'm more Kodak black. I think Kendrick's
I heard that today.
Kendrick can identify a lot with Kodak Black.
I heard
which would probably go against a lot of our thinking. Like, how would Kendrick, the way we view him,
Savior.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's no way you can identify with Kodak because this man is super flawed. Right. But Kendrick's like, yo, I'm flawed too. So, like, I can understand some of the things that he's going through. You know what I mean? I can look at him and be like, Kendrick, he said a couple times, like, I don't pass judgment. You know what I mean? But, like, before you pass judgment, learn how this person coped with the things that they've gone through, right? So I think Kendrick just looks at people like R. Kelly, people like Kodak Black, as just human and not so much as just these super flawed individuals that can never do right again despite the terrible things that they've done in their lives.
Yeah,
yeah. You know what I mean? So you're perfectly fine to not want to hear Kodak, not want to hear R. Kelly referenced. If you feel that strong, that's fine.
Right.
But Kendrick is like, yo, this is me though. You know what I'm saying? And like, I can see myself in these people. And then, so I think the reason why Kodak is so presently involved, heavily involved in his album is because I'm going to give him this time because he is that ill of an artist, right? So maybe some people might not be swayed, but others may be like, yo, I don't fuck with Kodak, but he's tight on this album. You know what I'm saying? So they might look at him a little differently, despite they might still think he's a terrible person, but maybe there is room for him to grow based on what he's saying on his album, just based on his talent. You know what I mean? So that could be part of it, but I think that's why Kendrick, gave him that room. It's like, yo, this is me. I'm Kodak. Like, I'm him.
Actually, may not be that mature enough to like see that. You feel what I'm saying?
Dead ass.
Like I take people for like necessary like face value. Like, once you show me your ass enough, I'm going to believe that's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So Kodak Black definitely has said things in the past early where I was like, fuck that. You know what I mean? But I was still listening to his music.
Yeah.
But then when you keep reoccurring the vibes, when it's like a consistent basis of like who you are,
I can't deny it.
I can't deny it. Yeah. Like, you're old enough to know better, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he's our age, if anything. Like, we know better, bro. Like, I understand, like, first of all, me and you both grew up the same way. Like, we all grew up the same way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole. You can name mad rappers. The F-bomb was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yo, calling somebody African booty scratcher or some shit, you know what I mean, was cool or whatever. Like, like, we know what we said was crazy, like, now. But before, we thought that shit was cool.
Yeah.
But we know better now.
Yeah.
We know better not to cat call women and all this other bullshit, you know, to respect women, not to call them bitches, this and that, and all this other, like, shit that he just has to know better. And he does, bro. So I can't put that shit past somebody, you know what I mean? Like, maybe, like, I get where Kendrick is coming from. Like, yo, I see him and me and him because of, like, we're all humans and shit. But I ain't gonna lie, I can't get past that shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I wonder if Kendrick, like, how far can you see past it? Because it's like, if he has a rape allegation, right?
Yeah.
It's like, how do you get past that? Like, do you have a personal conversation? Be like, hey, before we do this song, did you do it? Like, what do you do?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? What do you do? Because it's like, if he did and he pled guilty for it, can you see past that to make music with that man, knowing that he did one of the most demonic things on earth?
Yeah. Heinous.
I mean, it doesn't get any more egregious than that.
Yeah, 1,000%. I mean?
So, right.
I don't have answers.
I completely agree. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless Kendrick doesn't know, but of course, come on.
Come on.
Like, you would know that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you would know that. You would know all the other shit that he says, what Kodak says in other, like, you know, interviews and shit like that about his blackness and shit. I can't fuck with that shit, bro.
I think just reading more into the album, like, I think, like, these conversations that's being had, people feeling like you should have done that, which is... You're right.
1,000.
I think Kendrick kind of just doesn't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, based on like the what I get from the album, he says, like, yo, like, I'm running away from the culture. Like, I don't want to live my life based on how you want me to live, based on how you think about me. Like, this is who I am.
Yeah, he said
this whole thing is, this is who I am. You can accept it or not.
Yeah.
But I don't think he cares about that, like, the critique. You know what I mean? He, like, in the song, he was like, Niggas worrying about a critic. Like, that's not protocol. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't, I don't think he cares no more, bro. Yeah.
He was like, what the fuck is cancel culture?
Exactly,
just like, I'm gonna evade all that bullshit.
Facts.
What I wanna do.
Facts.
And I like shit like that too. Like, I feel like that's how you make pure art.
Yeah.
I don't care how this might make others feel. Let me make what I think is right. And like Jabari said earlier, this is a therapy vibe for him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was a therapy album, if you will. Mm-hmm. Like, let me get my true artist. I feel like that's what hip hop is really about. Like, to me, Kendrick Lamar is the essence of hip hop. Here's my experiences. I'm giving it to you in the form of a song or a project. You know what I mean? So I think he did that well. He displayed it well. But I also do get and understand why some people might feel a way with Kodak Black being on the project.
Of course.
Which is respect.
Of course.
The R. Kelly thing, I don't quite understand, but to each his own.
I guess I think it's, you know, like, R. Kelly is obviously such a polarizing person, and like, I think
tragedy. But we all know, like, that was abuse. That's abuse on abuse on abuse. That's like,
oh, for sure, generational.
Generational.
You know what I'm saying, and that's one of the things that Kendrick unpacked on Mother I Was Hoping.
Yeah, 1,000.
And that another reason why he could probably identify with R. Kelly more than somebody else can. You know what I'm saying? Because he sees why what made him this way in the first place. 1,000. Type of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Where
another person is like, no, I see a rapist, I see a sexual abuser, I don't want to fuck with him.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's like, if you're saying anything that even sounds like you're defending a person like that,
yeah,
it's problematic.
Yeah.
To somebody. You know what I mean? So I understand why, like, yo, like, the fuck you talking about? You, like, you see something on Kelly? Like, it sounds crazy on the surface, right? But I think it's Kendrick's trying to say, like, yeah, kind of. You know what I mean?
Respectful.
Type shit.
And then I guess we could tap into like the most controversial song. Mm. I want to be mad careful on this one. The Auntie
Diaries.
Diaries.
Yeah.
All right. I actually want to know what you thought of when you first heard the song. Because when I first heard the song, I was like,
You know what I mean?
Only because I already know how people react to shit. When they just hear, they just hear that.
Right.
When they just hear lyrics.
Right.
And they not like really listening. Because, you know, a lot of people are surface level listeners, bro.
Yeah.
And I know Kendrick is not even thinking about them.
Right.
He's thinking about people that's actually listening.
Right.
Well, when I heard it, I was like, damn, they're going to come for this, man. I already knew it.
I mean, it was a lot. It was a lot just for
How much you said? It was 10?
It was 10. It was definitely 10. He counted bumps for sure. It's 10 in total. I mean,
10 what?
F-bombs. 10 F-bombs.
Oh,
10 times you said the word.
Word.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with the controversy of it all.
Go ahead.
There was like, because when I'm looking at Twitter and shit, I'm just seeing like the discourse happen, like between people in the community who are offended and then people who are not, who are telling people in the community that they shouldn't be offended because this male rapper, this straight male rapper said the F word 10 times. It's like, that's crazy to me. You know what I mean? Like, I can't tell somebody to not be offended, but it's a slur.
It's a slur.
I don't want to hear that, bro. Yeah. I don't want to hear the F word 10 times in a song. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are still some, that, like, I feel like the black community as a whole still has ways to go as far as how we treat gay people and transgender people. But I feel like most of us know that the F word is just not okay, right? Like,
I need more lemonade or something, nigga, that shit just tasted like straight casa.
Damn.
Casa.
But anyway, go ahead, my bad.
But he wasn't using the word.
Oh, shit. I got water for you.
Like, towards anybody. He was using it more conceptually.
Yeah. Exactly.
Correct?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Figuratively, like.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And so, like, so yeah, so, like, I a gay person or trans person has every right to feel a way, right? And I understand if the argument of there could have been a different way to go about that. Like, was you saying the F word 10 times necessary for that song? I could say no, it probably wasn't. You know what I'm saying? But depending on whatever the motive for Kendrick was, he might feel like, you know, it probably is. You know what I mean? Or you could look at it as, like I told you earlier, if this is in a therapy session, he still might be unpacking this in real time. The misgendering going on and the dead naming, which I learned about.
Explain what dead naming is.
Is when you refer to a trans person as their original birth name and not the name that they've picked since they've transitioned. So like that, like I don't know if Kendrick knows about that or not. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
because you just learned it.
I just learned it.
And I learned it today when you told me.
I learned it a few days ago.
Right. So
I've never heard about that before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that could be very much the case.
Mm-hmm.
He could have had a conversation with his uncle and his cousin now.
Yeah.
They could have been like, yo, that's cool. Like, you could do that because I understand the
premise.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So like they might have not been offended by it.
Yeah.
So like when it comes to that, I don't know how to judge that really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I can't say. But I can't say that somebody viewing it as offensive is wrong either.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where I'm at with it, with that song. Like it's I think the song in general is well done as far as the story is concerned. I mean, despite these certain flaws that might be there, I did enjoy the song though. But I mean, as far as everything else, I'm kind of in the middle. I mean, I'm not on either side.
I would say like I understand as well, but I would also say like I think the song is flawless. I think
I'm not sure if I found, and this is a straight man talking, so I can't even like really understand like how hearing that word, like I don't like hearing that word either. You know what I'm saying? Like we, like you just said, like the black community has a lot of work. I know I got family members in my family to this day that says that word comfortably. You know what I mean? Especially like me wearing my rings and shit. I go to Barbados and shit like that. I got this shit on. They might say that shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like comfortably. You correct them on that vibe, but that's something that they was raised on from since like whenever. Like I can't even get into that type of argument with them all the time. However, I understood the context of why Kendrick said it. Because I felt like the times he didn't really want to say it in the context that was in that context, he had said the F-bomb. He had said F-bomb. You know what I mean? So like when he had said, when he knew better, he said, mm-hmm. we learned better not to say the F-bomb and shit like that. You know what I mean? So I think he was growing up in the song in a way. Like it was like a maturing vibe in the song.
So it was a reflection.
It was a reflection.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, he was speaking from a younger self.
A younger self.
Elementary kid self, a grade school self. You know exactly. What I mean? Like, and I think at one point he says like he was taught that words without meaning are just sounds or some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So he explains what he's going through in real time.
And to me, he kind of explains why he says it. You know what I mean? In a way.
He does.
Yeah.
He does though.
Like he explains it. So to me,
like I don't believe that Kendrick Lamar is using the F word
exactly
just liberally in his life. I don't believe that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
So like that's why this is you have to know where he's coming from, but you can still say maybe he didn't have to say it.
1,000.
It's cool.
But I feel like that's what I'm saying. Like I feel like
I don't know.
It's like the uproar is kind of low key. It's just like, yo, like I really want you, like I feel like listen to this.
It's like they're not reading the book. Like they're reading like they're judging the book by the cover.
But exactly.
I think the most controversial thing that should be brought up is not him dropping the F-bombs as a concept, but the last statement he made on the song before it transitioned to the next one.
Yeah.
I think that's the real shit.
With a white girl saying
the
N-word.
The real shit to impact right there, because now you got a juxtaposition between the two things.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And I think. My bad, go ahead.
No, I was saying that's funny because a lot of people were making that exact same argument online. Like, well, if that's okay, then can Jack Harlow just say nigga 10 times in a song if he's kind of putting it in the context of, I used to say this or not? Like, would black people feel a way if they heard Jack Harlow say nigga in the same way that they heard this song? Like, if Jack Harlow was saying, like, yo, like, when I was a kid, I used to say this word 10 times, like, mad times, but now I don't. It's like, okay, I appreciate you learning, but I want to hear you say that in the song, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same shit.
That's a great point.
It's the same shit. So
that's
it's
a
like,
great point. But Jack Harlow isn't Kendrick.
No, he's not Kendrick.
Like, you know what I mean?
I don't think he could work around
that. We don't even like when Logic say it. And they can have black.
Nah, I don't. Yeah, I ain't with that shit at all.
And they can have black. We don't like when Logic say it.
Like, you see, but like Logic is not black.
Yeah, he's not black.
He's not black. To me, he's not black. I don't care what nobody saying. I saw his father and all that shit. I saw the documentary.
So like,
I don't care.
So if any white rapper said that, you would feel a way about it. If Mac Miller, God rest the dead, was saying nigga,
right?
Like, You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
But see,
would you feel
a way? I feel like in a way you can't compare. Like if I see, I feel like you got to compare it with like Kendrick and somebody else that's on that level. So I'm gonna say M. Like if M said it in the context of whatever, in the context of how Kendrick did it, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not sure I would have been as offended.
I think M could do it. I mean he almost did it for real.
Yeah, exactly.
He has
exactly.
a song that he does, but he bleeped it out though. But he bleeped out the word. He didn't say it.
He did.
So like he did it, but he didn't say it.
Didn't say it.
Because he as a white man was like, yo, I'm still not even gonna walk that line.
Walk that line. You know what I'm saying? He's the only artist that could probably
He would probably still be
like probably like, ugh. But in that context, if it made sense. Like, to me, when you listen to the whole song in its totality, it kind of just made sense.
No, it makes sense. It makes all the sense in the world.
I agree with you, though. I would rather not hear the word. And yes, maybe there's another way around it artistry-wise to not say that.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm not Kendrick Lamar, bro. Maybe Kendrick Lamar said that, too, for this conversation.
I'm sure.
You know what I mean?
What?
I'm saying for this, for like he dialogue. Said it for people to have dialogue.
About oh yeah,
it.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Oh, as far as like learning though.
Yeah, and without
like
yeah,
where absolutely. It's like yo, like all right, now we know like this and that and that. Because you just said dead name. What you said dead name?
Dead naming. Yep.
Dead naming. Like you would have never knew about that ever probably. In life if he never had this song. I think.
Maybe.
You
know what I mean? Maybe.
I'm just. It's like a possibility. You know what I'm saying? Where like we just don't know. Certain things until artists like Kendrick Lamar or J. Cole or Drake. I'm not going to put Drake in that. I'm sorry, Drake. But like just people that like change the needle on like songs or like projects where it's like, okay, now it's time for us to sit together like this and have this dialogue about what this guy just said.
Yeah, the risk was worth the reward for him.
Period. You know what I mean? Like, you saw him sitting in Ghana and shit with his lady.
That was tight.
Chilling. Yeah, that was crazy.
Having an album release in Ghana is so tight.
I don't even understand it.
Wait, with his lady?
Yeah, he was with his wife or I don't know.
The one that he said was long gone?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's not long gone.
I guess not.
Nah.
I mean, because she did just have his second child.
His child, yeah.
So, yeah, but I definitely, because in the song, like you said, like he was like, If you're hearing this by now, Whitney's going to some shit, right? I thought she, right, damn, they couldn't work it out.
That's what's up.
Like we hit.
Nah, they worked that shit out.
Yeah, you know she wasn't going nowhere.
Shout the black.
Nah, yeah, she ain't going nowhere. She good. Like, she good.
Come on.
She chilling.
It's okay, Llama.
So Auntie Diaries, is that your last take on that? Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How you felt about like you gonna tap it out with Savior? Because I like what he had said in the beginning of the song of Savior.
Right.
J. Cole is not your savior. LeBron James is not your savior.
It's not.
I feel like a lot of people look to celebs as like one of these niggas that's just like, oh, something bad happened. Let's like wait to see what they saying, how we gonna move.
Yeah, black people in particular.
In particular.
Yeah.
1,000%. I think Kendrick Lamar was necessarily talking to black people, period.
Oh,
this whole project.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, let's put a mirror on ourselves. Mm-hmm. Look what you fools are doing right real quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like even on N95, like put down the money phone or shit like that. Like just telling people like how to move as a like a better person.
Yeah.
With and then still doing work within himself as well. I thought that was like dope. But anyway, I love that song so much because it's my favorite song on the second part. I love that song so much because it's just one of those that speaks to like how society is for real. Black society, at least. You know what I mean? How we like really look to these individuals as our savior. And it's sad. Man. You know what I mean?
Is it sad?
Talk to me.
I think it's sad, man. I think it's like people that expect Oprah to do things just because she's worth $1 billion and she's a black woman.
Do we see Oprah as, do you think black people look at Oprah as a savior?
I think they used to. I do.
A certain demographic, certainly too.
No, like I think they definitely used to. Like when Oprah was Oprah, and on Oprah,
when the show.
You know what I'm saying? The show.
Yeah.
Like Oprah Winfrey show.
She was
fucking huge, bro.
Running things.
I mean,
I know in my household, my grandmother Oprah I think 3 o'clock every day or something like that.
3 o'clock every day, bro.
Every
shit,
day.
I was home for that.
Every day, Oprah.
My mom was record that shit, bro.
Yeah.
What? In the VHS?
What? Yeah. Appointment viewing every black household.
Like that was a thing for black people. Oh, Oprah's on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or she giving away TV, she giving away cars.
Yeah. Oprah's favorite things every year. Like,
exactly.
Like she, like, yeah, man, her word, her stamp means a lot.
Bro,
yeah.
She put a stamp on a book. You already New York Times bestseller.
Yeah.
She put a stamp on your book. She be like, Oprah Winfrey book, well, that book shit she doing. Book club.
Oh, yeah.
Oprah Winfrey book club. New York best time seller. Yeah. Off rip.
Yeah. And even more, she put the stamp on Eckhart Tolle, the therapist that's right on this album. I mean, yeah. I didn't even know that. Like that was like Oprah's favorite therapist.
Yeah,
and that's how he became popping.
Yeah,
so like the connection is there, and that's probably why Kendrick mentions Oprah a couple times in this album too. You know
right
what I mean?
Ooh,
so I just made the connection just now.
Making connections.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, to answer your question, I think they used to, even somebody like Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Somebody like LeBron, obviously, that he had mentioned, like, people look to LeBron as one of them. Mm. I mean, as much as he does,
yeah,
they want him to do more.
They right. They do.
You know what I mean? As much as J. Cole does, they want him to do more.
Need more.
And that's the issue, like, where it's like, I think that's what Kendrick is pointing out to. Like, yo, bro, I am not your savior, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm here for y'all. I'm here. I'm in this experience of life along with y'all. I may have the money to do some things. I may put some money here for my peoples, but I'm not your savior. Let's just be honest. God is that savior, man.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm. I think you got to get right with God. And off his last album on Damn, he kind of spoke to that on that song God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like it's all like connecting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The way Kendrick like makes his albums.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? I don't know how he does it, but he just... It just all flows.
Yeah, that's the ill part too. Like for him to be like this at this point of his career, and he's still revealing things, still having to start about his personal life. Like that's incredible to me, man. Like he's just always just find some new shit.
I'll tell you what though,
talk to me.
We ain't hearing from that man for like another 5-6 years.
Oh, you know, I'm prepared for 10. I ain't gonna lie. I'm preparing. I'm for 10.
A healthy 10.
Yeah, you know,
he's in his 40s.
Yeah, nah, he's 34. He's 34.
You know, I'm saying you said 10, but 10 years. I'm saying 10
years. Oh, 10 years from now.
Yeah, he's gonna be 44.
For sure.
He ain't 44, 10 years from now, this nigga be 30.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be like one of them things, like we just grunt, like, all right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, let me see what happens here now. You know what I mean? It's gonna be a whole different vibe.
He dipping off.
It's gonna be like, exactly. I feel like his next album, if it's like that long of a gap, his next album would definitely probably just be his last.
Yeah.
Like he gets me that artist, like,
and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me
I'm
too.
I'm okay with that too.
Me too. I don't need to give you 10 albums, bro.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Ye should have did that.
Yeah.
You think Ye kept going too little too long?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like Ye should have stopped at Life of Pablo.
Mm.
It would have been a good closer.
Oh, maybe not even Life of Pablo. I would say what was his last My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, right? Was his last before that?
Yeah, that was before his last one, bro.
That would have been five.
That was the last one.
That would have been five classics to me personally. I know people like finicky with Yeezus and 808s, but
yeah,
I think that changed. Yeezus changed the game. 808s changed the game.
It did.
It's not about Ye, but still Gemini shit. To me, like that's how Jay-Z kind of like. Jay-Z is the greatest artist of probably all time.
Mm-hmm.
However, he has some duds in there.
Of course. True.
Yeah, I mean, as an album, because he had like 12 fucking 13 albums.
A lot of albums. He's gonna miss a few shots.
So I would like when an artist would be like, all right, cool. Here's my last body of work, bro. Yeah, I'll take that with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Under PG Lane, because he got Baby Keem under here.
Mm-hmm.
He got Baby Keem under here. He just signed somebody else too. I forgot.
Tana Leon.
What?
Tanner Leon, the dude that song, Mr. Morale. The
exactly, him. So they signed that. Be moving this PG Lang in the right direction. I'm going to be an executive for a little bit.
Yep.
I'm going to be what Top Dog was. I'm going to sit over to the side and watch my shit flourish. Sit in Ghana and sip on some tea. With my lady, you know what I mean? Yeah. Watch giraffes.
And focus on my family.
Watch giraffes. I just feel like Kendrick is right now watching giraffes, nigga.
I mean, he mentioned mad times that like he goes to nature and prays and shit. Like he finds peace in nature. Like he mentioned that a few times in the album too.
But water especially.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you saw it in N95 where like he was like in that water playing on some like Jesus shit. I thought it was gonna be some controversy too, like him playing like a cross. Jesus thing. I thought I was gonna be. I'm glad I didn't see anything about that. But however, I think to end the show,
Kendrick Lamar, man. Bravo, bro. Bravo.
Wait, can I add one thing?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Because you were speaking on the Savior concept, and I think Kendrick Lamar is definitely letting people know, maybe, because, you know, so we live in life, it's so easy to just be going day-to-day, mundane, through the monotony, routine of life, but, like, I think he putting people on game officially, like, you know what, like, we're not your saviors.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to tell Black people that, because our culture, we have kind of needed individuals to be the thing for, the whole thing for us, you know what I mean? So, like, coming from slavery, coming from building from the very, very bottom, trying to get to the top, we've needed the help of people like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey, Huey P. Newton, you know, certain people. We've always needed that, you know what I mean? Somebody to, because, you know, we coming from being beat the fuck down, not having no voice and not having anything. So the fact that we had, like, a nigga like Nat Turner come from out of nowhere and do something like, this nigga got the audacity to be regular.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That has always been, like, extremely symbolic to us, and I don't think we've ever broken out of that pattern. Like, maybe as a people, we're far along now enough where it could be like, hey, nigga, you the superhero too.
Yeah.
I think that's really what he's trying to say when he's like, I'm not your savior, my nigga, because that's how we treated him.
Yeah,
right.
That is how people treated him. Yep. And I like what you just said, like, yo, like, we got to look within ourselves, man. You could be a savior of your fucking self.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think that is a deep look at it. And a lot of people, you know, unfortunately, just like the reason for religion, we need something to, like, give us direction. You know what I mean? Whether it's something or someone. You know what I mean? So a lot of people look for, like, Kendrick, like you just said, LeBron, Oprah, or whoever of these people of this stature for direction, for leadership.
We gotta put our faith
in. I feel like what Kendrick's saying, like what Wolf said, let's put our faith in ourselves. Now let's get ourselves in out of this situation rather than depending on somebody that don't even know who I am.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's the issue with it.
It's too much on their shoulders.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yep.
Some quick hitters though before we
Quick hitters, let's go. I like this. This is a segment. This is new for the new pod.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
But it's about Kendrick though still.
Of course.
About the album.
Avi.
On Mr. Morale, the Pharrell produced joint.
Of course.
I believe that's why Pharrell is bored with making Pusha T beats.
Yeah.
Because he gets to just fucking play around when he works with Kendrick. That's what my favorite Pharrell beats in a minute. I'm not gonna lie.
Me too.
So, I love that beat.
You are, this nigga is crazy.
That's such a fire ass point.
I love that.
Bro, because did you see his happiness?
I haven't seen that.
Bro, I haven't seen Pharrell that happy ever.
And like, that's what it was like.
He was bumping, and he said, yo, look, do you hear this?
I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back.
He said, I'm back for a reason.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
And I think, like, if you want to be honest, I think that's why Pharrell shit, Pusha T shit was kind of.
Let me tell you something. I have not gone back to that album. I have not gone back to the Pusha T album since the day two it came out.
Mm-hmm.
I have not gone back to him. I'm sorry. I love Push, but that ain't. I'm sorry, that shit wasn't him. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I swear to God, I love you, bro.
It wasn't him for me, dog. I ain't gonna hold you, Push. It wasn't him. That was not that one, man.
For real? Nah, yo, I'm gonna be honest. It
got joints on it.
Compared to, like, Pusha,
yeah,
it was me.
It felt mad, just like.
It felt like something that you could, like. First of all, I got like 3-4 songs I'm gonna go back to all the time.
Right.
That's on my playlist.
Call My Bluff.
Call My Bluff, as I love.
Call My Bluff isn't the one.
What's the first song? Brock.
Brampton.
Brampton is crazy. First of all the Pharrell beats on there is the best. Fire.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. However, you could hear that Pharrell hit on. I knew it was Pharrell.
You know it is.
Mr. Morale, as soon as I heard it.
Oh, you know it is.
I knew that he felt that energy.
Yeah, because I feel like if. I'm just me and Pharrell's brain. Like, working with Push could probably just get repetitive. I think that's where he's at. And Pusha T said that. He was he'd be, you know what I mean? Like, Push, Pharrell be like, yo, like, can we try something new? Like, this the same shit.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So we're working with Kendrick, who's just creative force. Is like, I could just make a blank canvas.
What's another quick hitter?
I think Mother Eyes Sober is Kendrick's best song he's ever made. That might be the hottest take I give.
Yeah,
big take.
But that's I think Mother Eyes Sober is his masterpiece.
Wow. I love Mama song. From To Pimp a Butterfly.
I love Mama.
That's a hot take. That's gonna make me go back and listen to it with big
yeah.
ears.
Yeah, like yeah, me too.
So,
I think it's
that's a different take.
I think it's his best song.
That's tough.
I think it's tough.
That's tough.
It's tough because there's a few that's like right there with.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think it might be his best.
Yeah, okay.
I think it might be his best.
What's another quick hitter? You had another one.
Do I have another one? I don't think I have another. I might just.
Well, if you got a quick hitter, or nah, you good.
Man, I ain't got it, bro.
Nah?
Wish I did, though. I wish I did.
I'm going to say this again. The album's fantastic. Yeah. Deserves to be in the MoMA.
Yeah.
I be understand why he won a Pulitzer.
Yeah.
The guy pen is insane.
Nah, I think what Barry said about like it need to be in the moment in a room somewhere by itself.
Yeah.
To me, as soon as you said that, I just immediately
you
saw
just
it.
Yeah.
I was like, no, that has to be it.
Yeah.
That just has to be it.
Like it's
anything
one of
less than that.
Yeah.
It doesn't
are really value. Are you really valuing it the right way? You
know? Right. Huh. Like, right.
Put this shit
it's fucking art.
Smithsonian
big
right
ass
now.
Room by itself.
Yeah.
By itself. Walking that bitch like. Mm.
Yeah. On some Mona Lisa type shit. Just right there.
Right there. And have people just sit there and just dab in. Because the album's being played on a consistent loop.
Yeah.
He deserves that shit, ain't
he? Yeah, he do.
Yeah.
It's a great body of work, man. I couldn't have conversations with anybody but y'all niggas in this shit, man. I swear to God, because...
Can I give one more?
Well, go ahead.
And this is the one I'm fighting against the most.
Okay.
Mm.
I'll walk out right now.
I talked to Steph about this the other day.
Okay.
I mentioned to Steph.
I'll walk out right now, I swear.
You may or may not walk
okay,
out.
Okay.
I said that I think Kendrick Lamar is my favorite artist ever.
Oh, okay.
And the reason why I battle with that is because I don't ever want to disrespect what Kanye has done for me.
Yeah,
the majority of my life.
I thought you were about to say something else.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, but like, so that's why that's actually hard for me to say. Like, something about Kendrick.
Yeah.
I didn't get with Kanye.
You going crazy right now.
Nah, I'm with you.
I think it's. He has certain intangibles that I feel like Kanye didn't quite have.
I'm with you.
He's a better rapper. Kendrick Lamar's a better rapper.
It's not just the rap. It's not just the rap.
It's just the whole intention behind the
music. Yeah. Yeah. It's
definitely intentional.
It's the feel.
Yeah,
like,
no. Yeah, yeah.
He like, perfected rap, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
That's a hot take.
I haven't,
I agree with that.
I've nobody's ever like given me more chills listening to a song than Kendrick Lamar has.
Yes, Lord.
Wow, that's fucking deep.
No, nobody's ever.
Yeah.
In multiple songs, I've gotten chills like, wow, this nigga's the best thing I've ever heard rap.
Chills
is like the highest metric, is it
not? Yeah, it is. Like, it is.
If the hairs on my arm not standing up, it don't mean your shit was trash, but it ain't the highest.
Right.
Shit.
Yeah.
And I've gotten that feeling multiple times. And seeing him, we've seen Kanye live multiple times. I've seen Kanye live multiple times. Kanye's one of the greatest performers ever.
Yeah, of course. Kendrick Lamar is different.
Kendrick Lamar's done something different.
Yeah.
Seeing
him live was different.
And Kanye puts on an absolute show.
Yeah, but
Kendrick does too, but his performance is just different.
Crazy. I ain't gonna lie. I know what I witnessed in Damn. And you know we buying tickets to the new shit.
I have to buy a ticket to this tour.
Barclays, he in Barclays twice. He ain't fucking with Madison.
Back to back.
He ain't fucking with Madison.
That nigga in Long Island too. And he in Long Island the next day.
Hey, that nigga said fuck Madison Square Garden. Nigga be in Barclays and we in Long Island. Guess what? I'm going to one of them shows, bro.
It's a must.
Y'all gonna see me in Barclays.
I can't miss that shit though.
Oh God.
I'm trying to go to the LA one on the last day of the tour.
That might be tight.
That's the one to be at.
That might be tight though.
That's the one to be at.
See, I hockey also really wanna like, I was thinking about that. I also wanna like go to like a show out of state.
Yeah, me too.
But like I'm thinking like, how crazy would it be for me to go to a different state in a concert? I don't know what these niggas
not
be on.
Not crazy at all.
Nah. Uh-huh.
Not crazy at all.
Now, I want to go see basketball games, but I never thought about like a concert until Kendrick Lamar.
You travel to a festival.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Same shit.
I never been to LA as an adult. Mm-hmm. So I would do that. That's a vibe. What day is that? That's like July something?
I think it's like July.
Might be July.
Because I got that shit safe. Or August. That might be August, I think, bro. Hold up now. Let's check.
The Brooklyn shows is in what?
Let's check that. I got the dates right here. I got the dates right here. You thought I was playing.
That might be
old. You saw I just pulled it up. September 15th.
What?
September 14th and 15th. That's the last day.
That's the LA show?
Yeah, and then he goes to Europe. You know what would be crazy? Go watching that shit in Europe.
If my bread was right, why not?
Oh, God. If my bread was stupid.
I want to experience that.
If my bread was stupid. And he everywhere. Damn, it's like... Damn, he got told.
No, yeah. Okay. And I think because he's going to be away for a long time, he's doing a huge world tour.
Yeah.
Everybody, I want you, this is my last goodbye.
This is my goodbye.
I choose me, I'm sorry. You know what I mean?
Damn.
That's it. Kendrick.
We love you.
Facts. Thank you, man.
Period, man. Thank you, man. Thank we appreciate you. This album is amazing. I hope you did it justice with the album review, too.
And to me, it wasn't a review. It was more like a conversation.
It was a Kendrick Appreciation Day. Let's be honest. Yeah. This is Kendrick Appreciation Day, man.
He definitely brought us out of retirement. He was like, yo, we had to do a fucking show about this. Before, like, you thought about it. It was like, yo, Kendrick Lamar's dropping. We got to do a show.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We got to talk about it. We do miss talking about music. Usually, we talk about other things.
We're going to talk about music.
So if you don't know, we're going to talk about music when we come back, but we also going to talk about some real life shit as well. We're going to tap in a real different way. We got some real things coming, especially with my man's Wolf.
Gang shit.
You know what I mean? When everything pulls through, it's about to be a beautiful situation, man. Patreon. You know what I mean? Everything. It's going to be beautiful. But if you don't know, subscribe and Live in Black on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram at Live in Black. I am JD.
Young Yarra.
My brother here, Wolf. Make sure you go follow that brother right there. That guy's
Wolf Taylor.
First of all, I've been watching you on your podcast game.
Appreciate it, man.
Nah, yeah, you're going crazy.
Wait, time out. Okay, now that we here with Wolf.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I heard you rapping like randomly.
Okay.
Like, so it was.
He said, okay.
I think you had posted like the recap of a Vibe Sexist show.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Vibe Sexist, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the song you put was a Bando record.
Right.
And so I tapped into Bando. I don't remember the song, but I like that song.
Knuckleheads.
Mm-hmm. So I tapped into him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going through one of his projects.
You see Wolf Taylor.
I saw Wolf Taylor. And I was like, is that Wolf Taylor? Like, and it sounded like you.
Yeah.
That's you for real, right, though?
That's me, yeah.
I was like, yo, this nigga's rapping.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I got another song with him. I got another song with him that's unreleased.
Are you releasing? Is there going to be release?
It's going to release soon, man. I'm loving it, though. I'm just sitting on it, just loving it.
Now, you can rap, though, son. I ain't going to lie.
The new one I got?
Crazy.
I'm going to send it to you right now.
Say that.
Ooh, say that.
My nigga Wolf.
No, my nigga Wolf out here rapping. I did not know that.
Yeah. I was shocked.
You were shocked?
Yeah. I didn't know he rapped. I didn't know you rapped.
Yeah.
That was tight.
That nigga got locks and he holistic. You already know he But yeah, man, and Live in Black, you already know what type of time it is.
Gang shit.
We up out of here. Peace.